listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, the 102nd edition of the Indianapolis 500 will take place on Memorial Day weekend. We'll take a look back at women in early automotive history.
First, Rachel Vasquez got a voicemail last year from someone in Juneau County.
Hello, Rachel. This is Kevin Tim.
He works at a local manufacturer in the county, and he had this story tip.
And also, maybe y'all could do something on dating around here as well. Kind of find places for single people.
That got us wondering, what is it like to date in your 20s and 30s if you're living in a place that has fewer and fewer young people? Rachel Vasquez has that story.
Reality of dating in a small town, number one.
Everywhere you go, you know people.
That's Jake Staples. He's 25, single, interested in men, and lives in Viroqua, a town with just over 4,000 people living there.
And then they're going to see you and talk about you and be like, oh, so-and-so is dating so-and-so. Who's that guy with so-and-so?
Reality of dating in a small town, number two. Get ready to put some miles on your car.
My experience dating in Mayville is driving long distances.
Chris Evans is 34 years old, interested in women, and currently dating someone. But he says finding someone willing to make the trek to Mayville, about 60 miles from Madison, has not been easy.
I kind of laughingly call it city privilege. Like, they're just like, I'm over it. I don't want to go that far.
Younger people leaving rural areas is nothing new. In Wisconsin, rural counties had an estimated 9% less 20 and 30-year-olds in 2010 than they did 10 years earlier. That's according to figures from the Applied Population Lab. And that trend, combined with new technology, is changing the experience of people dating in rural areas.
Failing perfectionist by day, ubiquitous dreamer by night, DJ Fridays and nonstop fun through Sundays.
Shana Meshbesher is 37, single, interested in men, and also lives in Viroqua. That's just one part of her profile on the dating app Bumble. For her, online dating expands her dating pool to places like La Crosse and Madison. But that bigger pool also means longer drives.
I like to turn it on when I get towards bigger cities when I'm traveling on the weekends, because then it at least gives me options, maybe for me, but maybe not for the men who are like, no, I'm only dating someone in my own town.
Her experience is not surprising to Catalina Toma. She studies online dating at UW-Madison.
Folks in Madison have more options to date locally, and I think it's most people's preference to date locally. It's just so much more convenient.
She says that is absolutely one of the challenges with dating in a small town. But she says there are also some benefits.
When you have fewer people to choose from, you might be more committed to them and more willing to give it your all to that relationship and more willing to work on it.
The theory behind this is called choice overload. It comes from behavioral economics, and the broad strokes of it should be familiar to anyone who's tried to pick out a donut at a donut shop or who's tried online dating. When do you stop swiping? What if your soulmate is just two clicks away and not the person that you're talking to now?
We have actually found in our lab, in some studies of online dating, that when we connect people with 24 potential matches, they tend to be less satisfied with whoever they choose than when we connect them with 6 potential matches.
She says that's a dynamic that could very well play out in rural areas that naturally have a smaller dating pool. Chris Evans subscribes to both schools of thought. He accepts the idea that modern dating is thought to be a numbers game. But he says having to work hard to simply make a date happen may make him less likely to quibble over every tiny imperfection.
If somebody's just not absolutely right, but they're pretty darn good, I'm more likely to say, you know what? Yeah, like I'm into you and I'm willing to accept these parts of you.
Evans used to live in Madison and he's happy with his choice, saying on the whole, it's easier to live in rural areas. It's just harder to date. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Now, Catalina Toma joins us. She's an assistant professor of communication arts at UW-Madison and researches online dating and social networking sites. Catalina, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So your research on choice overload theory wasn't specifically about people dating in remote places, but you say it could have some implications for people in small towns, for example.
Yes, the research is concerned with this issue of availability of choice. How much choice do we have when swiping on Tinder, maybe browsing through online dating profiles, and how that affects the satisfaction that we experience with whomever we choose. Now, research was done with college students here at the Wisconsin, at the UW-Madison, and we basically showed
connected people with either 24 or 6 matches and then asked them to report their satisfaction with whomever they chose. And we found, consistent with the theory, that people who chose from a smaller pool were more satisfied than those who chose from a larger pool, because the idea is that if you don't have a lot of choices, this is what you're working with, you kind of have to make it work, right?
And we heard that in Rachel's feature. You know, someone was saying, you know, you're not quite as picky about like one little trait that maybe wouldn't be your top choice, but you're willing to work with it.
Yeah, I thought that was a great quote and exactly illustrative of what's happening here. The grass is not necessarily always greener, right? If you don't have a lot to work with, you have to make it work with whatever you have.
So also in the feature, one of the people that Rachel interviewed was talking about how, you know, it used to be you had to go out and actually meet someone. And that was harder in a smaller town because, first of all, you knew everybody to begin with. And, you know, kind of making that leap from, oh, I saw this person, I met this person, to dating was different. How much has online dating kind of leveled the playing field, regardless of where people live?
I think online dating has really facilitated this notion of romantic introductions, right? Because it's putting together in one place people who are single, hopefully for the most part, and also interested in dating, right? In everyday life, people don't necessarily wear a badge that says, I'm interested in dating, I'm interested in making a romantic connection here. You kind of have to suss that out. And for individuals who are maybe shyer or not as experienced, or for whatever reasons, don't find it easy to connect and to try to gauge that interest, it's hard face-to-face. But online, you already know that people are there for this particular reason.
Right. It's a self-selected group.
It's a self-selected group, yeah.
One thing, Catalina, that I was interested in is how different or not is the experience for people who perhaps are looking to date within, say, a racial or ethnic minority, or who may be looking for a same-sex partner. And so the pools are smaller to begin with. How does that factor in?
That's a great question. I think online dating, again, might facilitate people finding that specific category of people that are interested in dating, again, by making connections easier. And also search functions make it easy to identify this particular category. And I should say that one trend with online dating has been towards more niche sites, where people can look for whatever kind of partner that they're interested in. And I think I like to talk about the Farmers Only website that's popular in Wisconsin, or various religious websites or various racial and ethnic websites, exactly to cater to those preferences.
Yeah, I know there's JDate, which is for people who are looking to date Jewish people. Also, is it a time for us that's for 50 and older or something like that?
Yeah,
like you said, more and more, not only are people there who want to date, they're there within certain kind of categories.
Yeah, there's JDate and there's Christian Mingle. There's the one that you mentioned about older individuals. There used to be an Ivy League dating website for people interested in particular educational achievement and so on and so forth. I mean, it's a really interesting question to look at the success of relationships that emerge based on those websites, based on as compared to the more mainstream general websites. It could be that people who are just more narrow and specific and know exactly what they want, when they connect with that individual, it might be a better relationship potentially. But we need studies for that.
Well, Catalina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Catalina Toma. She's an assistant professor of communication arts at UW-Madison and researches online dating. She joined us to talk about the experience of rural dating in Wisconsin.